Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anybody can do anything they set their mind to. If you, like, really want to do it, it depends on how bad you want it. And I wanted to do it. And I felt like, you know, at this stage in my life, I don't feel like there's too much that I can't do. I don't mean to sound cocky, but if I, like, really, really want to do it, I don't give up. I was reserved and I was shy and I was scared to, like had it in me, but, you know, wasn't quite sure how to bring it out yet in a positive way, I guess, and show people. Like, I really felt like I wanted people to hear me so bad, and I wanted to do what I did, but it was like, you know, them jitters and them scared, I'm not scared. You know, that whole struggle and everything, especially early on for me, you know, which I love being on stage and stuff like that. Once I got a mic, I was cool, but it was that prompting me to do it and get up there and not be scared to grab that and just rock.
The no getting away from fact that I am white, you know, and this is predominantly black music, you know, and people telling me you don't belong, like, you're not going to succeed because you're this color, then you want to show those people that, you know, that you can and you will. It's always been about bragging and boasting, and I'm better than you at this, and I'm better than you at that, and I finally found something that, yeah, this kid over here, you know, he may have more chicks, like, he may have better clothes or whatever, but he can't do this like me. You know what I mean? He can't write what I'm writing right now. And it started to feel like, you know, maybe Marshall's getting a little respect. A character that I've created on this record, and I don't think it's no different than, at least I don't feel like it's any different than a character in a movie, you know, like, or South Park, what they do in South Park, Family Guy. Like, I don't feel like it's any, not much different than that. At the end of the day, I'm an artist, and this is my art. You know what I mean? Like, as fucked up as it may seem, or people may think it is, or as ridiculous as these thoughts may be, I think that, you know, I'm an artist, and it's kind of like almost just making a painting. And if the painting is fucked up, it's fucked up, but this is how I was feeling. I would change schools 2-3 times a year, and that was probably the roughest part. There was a lot of instances. Beat up in the bathroom, beat up in the hallways, shoved in the lockers, you know, just for, you know, for the most part, man, you know, just being the new kid. I just got evicted from my house. Had to break in through the back of the house. The dude that we was paying rent to, he wasn't paying the rent with it. So one day this is literally the day before I go to the Rap Olympics and thank God for Wendy Day, man, because she played for my plane ticket. But that day, we're like, I come home from work, me and my boy, and we're like, what the fuck, all our shit is on the lawn. So I had to break into the house through the back window, which was my old window. Broke in, slept on the floor, got up the next day, went to the Rap Olympics, and by the first prize was $500. And I needed that $500, man, and I lost. And I was like, I was fucking devastated. And then this kid, Dean Geislinger, walks up to me and he's like, yo, man, you got one of those CDs? And I was like, yeah. And I kind of just tossed it to him, right? And didn't think nothing of it. I didn't know that Dean worked with Jimmy Iovine. So he gave it to Jimmy. Jimmy gave it to Dre. And I'm back in Detroit now. Fuck. And I get the call, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know, this is about to happen.
a week home, I started taking Vicodin again. And still trying to, like, I think at that point in time, I still felt like I was kind of like, I can juggle this. I can do this. I can take it, you know, today, and maybe tomorrow I won't. When I was doing the 8 Mile movie, and I kind of, that's when I kind of first got introduced to Ambien. And the schedule that I was that we were on, we were working like 16-hour days. Mm-hmm. And we had this little like 6-hour window to go home and go to sleep. And it was an hour drive from the set and an hour drive back. So what's that mean? I have 4 hours to get some sleep. So I got introduced to Ambien on the set of 8 Mile, and I got into the habit of taking it every single night. By the time the movie was wrapped, went on tour. Now I need it every night after a show. You know what I mean? And then it got to where I became dependent on the sleep medications. And then there was like it's a real blurry line, like if I actually had a problem with alcohol or I didn't. And I think that if I never had drugs to, like if I never had pills to fall back on, I would have had a full-blown, you know, I'd have been a full-blown alcoholic. When I ended up in rehab, I had to like, while I was in there, I really had to like reassess, go back and like just evaluate and just reassess things and slow down.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.